From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Today, California Governor Gray Davis warned that terrorists may intend to attack bridges in Los Angeles, San Diego, or San Francisco.
We believe there's a credible threat that there'll be an effort made between November 2nd and November 7th to destroy one of those bridges. Well before we received that threat, we had taken elaborate security measures with the Highway Patrol, the Coast Guard, and other local law enforcement officials to protect the bridges.
Governor Davis said the best preparation is to let the terrorists know the state is ready. Joining us from Los Angeles, Stephanie O'Neill of member station KQED. Stephanie, which bridges is the governor talking about?
Linda, the governor was referring to four suspension bridges in California, two in San Francisco, the Golden Gate Bridge and the Bay Bridge, one in Los Angeles, the Vincent Thomas Bridge, and the Coronado Bridge in San Diego.
And he cited a credible threat to those bridges. What does that mean?
Linda, the governor gave no details on what the credibility was, but he did have standing next to him Ron Iden of the FBI, who agreed with him. They didn't tell us exactly what prompted the threat, but it came in late last night, apparently, and it also followed on the heels about 2 weeks ago during normal patrol activities around the bridges and around the Golden Gate Bridge in particular. Authorities found a couple of suitcases, and at that time they greatly increased security, including positioning personnel, equipment, security devices, and strengthening efforts. Collaborative efforts with the Coast Guard and with other agencies. The governor told reporters today that nothing was found in those suitcases of any substance. However, it did set off alarm bells that the suitcases could get so close to the Golden Gate Bridge. And then late last night, apparently, the threats came in regarding these four bridges in California.
The Golden Gate is, I suppose, thought to be a special target because it is a kind of an un-American icon.
Absolutely, and you can best believe that commuters are feeling very jittery right now. The Golden Gate and the Bay Bridge, Linda, because both are well, heavily traveled bridges. And again, the governor said that the threats were aimed at those bridges during rush hour, as well as the two bridges in Los Angeles and San Diego.
So what is the state of California doing to respond to the threats?
The governor said that he is authorizing the National Guard to do what they consider to be adequate to beef up security around the bridge. And again, the security around all those bridges has been increased since the suitcases were found 2 weeks ago. But he's telling the National Guard that they can put more security around those bridges and keep an eye out. He also said that all throughout the Bay Area, the San Francisco Bay Area, yacht clubs, the fire boats from the fire departments, all sorts of folks are actually on alert and everybody's watching. And he feels very comfortable that by getting the word out, there will not be an attack. But that, again, the threats are credible.
Any suggestion that they might reduce traffic on the bridges or perhaps even close them?
Well, he said there's not going to be any closing of the bridges. It's going to be up to commuters, he said, to decide whether or not they want to travel the bridges during the period of time, which again, he said, was November 2nd through November 7th. But at the same time, he's saying he feels very confident that the attacks will not happen now with the word out and with the beefed up security around the bridges. So he says that Californians are safe, but that this threat came through and they just wanted to let Californians know about the threat.
Thanks very much, Stephanie.
Thank you, Linda.
Stephanie O'Neill of member station KQED reporting from Los Angeles.